And if you don't know about the Education Partnership, you're about to learn about something that is simply remarkable as a resource to you. And I'll have our guest introduce herself to you.
Hi, Larry. This is Peggy Wollstonecroft. Hi, everybody. I come from the Education Partnership. And what we do is we provide school and classroom supplies to schools that have 70% or more of their students on free or reduced lunch. We invite the schools to apply to our program. Once in our program, we invite all the teachers in those schools to come to our facility and choose the supplies that they want.
Now, what happens there, their facility, which is in the West Ed, you go there and it's like a store. It's like an office supply store, except everything is free. There are, you know, papers and backpacks and pencils and pens. And what the Education Partnership does, you've got a lot of moxie, Peggy. You just find, a company orders a bunch of pens with their name on it, maybe, and there's a misprint. So what are you going to do with the 10,000 pens that say Ghent Eagle instead of Giant Eagle? I don't know if that's ever happened, but they might come, right?
We haven't seen that, but what we see more of are the offices that have extra office supplies, and they don't want to throw them in the landfill. They offer them to us. And if it's usable and the teachers and the students can use all kinds of pens, all kinds of paper, extra envelopes. Copy paper is probably the one thing that our teachers request most. And we have some businesses that when they order a box of Xerox paper for themselves, they will order a box for us, send it to us, and we can set it out for our teachers to take. All of the supplies that they take are donated or so they're free to the teachers.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, what an interesting idea. There are a lot of buy one, get one free deals. Or I know at SLB with some of the places we buy office supplies from, if we just spend like another dollar, we'll save $20 or something. And we're always looking for what can we get to put us over that threshold. What we could get is something that we could donate to the Education Partnership.
Absolutely.
It might surprise you. I know it won't surprise Peggy, but there are a lot of schools that really need these supplies. Sometimes schools, they start off with what's believed to be inadequate amount of pencils and papers and notebooks. When the budget runs out, the budget runs out, and as they get further on in the year, kids really need paper or pencils, and they're not available.
Absolutely. This time of year, people are very generous and donate backpacks full of school supplies, and that is wonderful. But round runs comes December and January, and many of those supplies have run out. We are a resource where the teachers can come and get what they need to give to the kids, so the kids have the supplies they need in the classroom.
Now, how can folks get in touch with Education Partnership? You can. Now, it's really meant as a service for teachers and principals, not for moms or dads, or can you come in?
No, the teachers and the principals are obviously our transportation method.
Yeah.
They come and select the supplies and take them so that the kids can use them in the classroom. But we have 2,500 volunteers a year. We would love for people to come volunteer and help us in many, many ways, whether it be helping in the what we call a store, a resource center for the teachers. So when the teachers are coming to the resource center to select the supplies that they want, we need volunteers to help them. Help them get it out to the car, help them check out, et cetera. So that is one way. We always have creative ways. We buy in bulk with our financial donations, so we'll buy 300,000 pencils, and then we need to repackage them into smaller quantities for our teachers.
Now, if you would like to volunteer, therefore, or if you are a teacher or principal or superintendent of a school who has a free or reduced lunch threshold of 70% or greater, you'll want to get a hold of the Education Partnership. And Peggy, probably the website or the phone number.
The website is great, www.theeducationpartnership.org, or call us at 412-922-6500.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being here, Peggy.
Thanks, Larry. Enjoyed it.